Legislation is progressing through the General Assembly that would reshape the Board of Directors at the University of Maryland Medical System and prevent board members from using their positions for personal financial gain. The bills are the result of recent revelations that the hospital awarded its board members, including Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, hundreds of thousands of dollars in contracts. WYPR state politics reporter Rachel Bay is here to discuss the effort. And Rachel, let's start out with what this legislation is and how it would work.
There are two slightly different bills. The House passed one yesterday, and the Senate is expected to have a final vote on the other today. Both bills prohibit the hospital from giving sole source contracts, contracts that are not competitively bid, to board members or companies affiliated with board members. The Senate version also bars board members from getting preferential treatment for contracts. Under both versions, current board members will have to step down from the board, though they can reapply. The new board members will also have to file financial disclosure forms with the state. The Senate version of the bill requires that these disclosures be posted online and available to the public. And the bills require the hospital to submit an independent audit of its financial management and contracting processes to the governor, House Speaker, and Senate President.
According to the Baltimore Sun's reporting, at least nine of the board's 30 members had contracts with the hospital system. Will this legislation prevent that from happening in the future?
Under the terms of this legislation, the hospital has to award all of its contracts through a competitive process. But a board member could still end up with the winning bid. As to whether the legislation will prevent board members from using their positions on the board for personal gain, it's impossible to know for sure. On the Senate floor yesterday, Montgomery County Senator Brian Feldman was presenting the bill on behalf of the Senate Finance Committee, and he was asked whether the hospital had systems in place already to prevent the kind of self-dealing we're seeing and whether those systems just failed.
There was clearly a lack of internal controls, a lack of disclosure, a lack of conflict of interest policies. They had some. What we've attempted through this bill is to strengthen that topic broadly in a number of ways, with new internal audits, new conflict of interest policies, prohibiting sole source contracts. A lot of this stuff was not under their current or existing at the time procedures.
Of course, the bill also has its limitations.
What sorts of limitations?
One thing that was brought up in the Senate was subsidiaries of the University of Maryland Medical System. So we've been referring to it as a hospital, but it's actually a system made up of several member hospitals, each with its own board of directors. And none of those boards are affected by this legislation. Prince George's County Senator Jim Rosapep talked about this a bit on the floor yesterday.
We absolutely wouldn't want people on these subsidiary boards. I mean, there are ones for different hospitals. There's one for Prince George's County. There's one for the Shore. We wouldn't want people on those boards doing the kinds of things that people on the statewide board did, because that would bring exactly the same reaction from our constituents, our taxpayers, from us, from patients, from doctors.
So is this something that legislators are planning to take up as well?
Not this session. There are only 4 days until lawmakers leave Annapolis for the year, but there has been talk of doing more on the subject next year, and not just where University of Maryland Medical System hospitals are concerned. Part of what makes this whole situation so complicated is that the hospital system is a private nonprofit, but it's also heavily state-funded. There are other hybrid organizations like this, and it's been suggested that lawmakers take a look at some of those too, but next year.
This year's session ends on Monday. WYPR state politics reporter Rachel Bay is keeping us covered. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.